Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King. I have an exciting topic to discuss with you today, and it's the subject of the miracle realm. Did you know that you can live in an actual realm of the miraculous? Well, that's what we're going to discuss today. It's going to be so much fun. You know, Jesus, when he first started his ministry, it was actually through miracles. And as we read in John 2, it's a familiar portion of scripture. It's about the miracle at Cana of Galilee, where Jesus turned water into wine. And after he did that, you know, he took something that was natural and released the miracle working power of God into it. So it turned from water into wine. And everyone feasted on it and said, wow, this is such good wine. It was because it was heavenly wine. It wasn't of the natural realm. I don't believe that anyways. But this is the key verse I want you to see here. It says, this beginning of his miracles Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. When Jesus worked that miracle, then the glory was manifest. And this particular one was the beginning of the miracles. And then all throughout the Gospels, everywhere that Jesus went to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, you see miracles performed. Every single time he ministered, there was an intervention of the divine realm into the natural realm, usurping all the consequences of sin and that. And that's what miracles are. In fact, I just was studying this morning and I wrote down this definition, and it says, miracles, and this is out of Strong's Concordance, miracles are an unusual occurrence transcending the common course of nature. So it goes beyond what we see in the earthly realm. In Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it says, an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. Therefore, you know, have you ever thought about this? In heaven, you probably won't have miracles. Why? Because you won't need them. In fact, it's kind of crisis that cries out for the miraculous to be made manifest, right? In Jesus' day here, when he turned the water into wine, there was a bit of a crisis. They'd run out of wine. And so his mother came to him and said, what are they going to do? They're out of wine, you know. They don't have any left, and it's a wedding, and help, you know. And so because there was a need, it was an environment for a miracle to take place. And I want to encourage you with that, because I've found that the times when I see the most miracles are when there is the most need. When there's the most need, then you'll see the miracles. I remember one time when my husband and I had just gone into full-time preaching ministry, and the Lord had asked us to go on a faith journey with him and invited us to leave our secular place of employment in order to go preach the gospel and reach the lost in that. And I think that a lot of our ministry is actually in the secular workplace, but in this particular season in our life, God told us to leave that secular workplace because he wanted to use us in a different way. And he wanted to teach us how to lean on him for our provision, our daily bread, rather than leaning on our paychecks. And so I tell you, we went on a journey. And during that time, we got so hit financially. I think every demon of lack and poverty and anything else out there that tried to put pressure on us certainly did. And so we needed to live by miracles every single day. And we saw them. One of them was very similar to what we read about here, where Jesus turned water into wine. I remember I was going through the house. I say, Lord, I don't have any food for the children. And I'm not talking about just not nice food or food that we like or whatever. I'm talking about no food. There was nothing to feed my children. I didn't have any milk for them. And I was grumbling. I was actually murmuring and complaining. And the Lord put on my heart to praise him instead. He said, if you can just find a praise inside of you, if you can just rise up with a thanksgiving, don't murmur and complain. But if you will praise me, then the miracle realm will open up. And so I began to praise him and thank him for everything that I had. I went into the cupboards. I said, Lord, look at this. We've got plates. When we do get food, at least we have something to eat the food on, you know, and we've got cups. And I turned on the water faucet. I thought, look at this. There's water even coming right out of the taps. It's awesome. I thank you for that. And then I thought, well, you know, even water can turn into milk. If Jesus could turn water into wine, he can turn water into milk. And so I prayed that way, and I said, thank you, Jesus. You're an amazing God. And I blessed the water, and I gave it to my children. I said, you know, we're just going to believe that God's putting nutrients in this water, and it'll be just like milk. And so I was having actually some fun with the children over this. Well, then about 20 minutes of praising God for all his good things, there was a knock on the door. And I opened up the door, and there was a woman standing there that I'd barely met before, maybe a couple times, but I wasn't really close to her or anything. And in her arm, she had a gallon of fresh farm milk. And she said, you know, I feel kind of silly about this, but I was at the farm a little while ago buying my own milk, and I felt the Lord tell me that I was supposed to buy you some milk. Can you use some? And here a miracle had actually taken place. At the very moment that I started thanking God for his power and entering into the miracle realm through praise, he spoke to a woman who was buying her milk at a farm and had her buy us a gallon of milk too. Wow. Well, we've seen miracles of provision. We've seen a chicken that was big enough to feed our family spread to feed 19 people and had 3 days of meals left over it after that. That was a miracle of provision. And we've seen fish multiply and bread multiply and cookies in a children's club we had multiply. We've seen so many miracles of multiplication, but we've seen miracles of healing and deliverance, and we've seen signs and wonders miracles and all kinds of interventions of God. We've seen, you know, real intriguing things like what you see in the Bible, like spiritual transport and that, like what happened to Philip when he was transported from one place to another. These are the miracles of God. And it's something that happens in the natural realm that transcends that natural realm by the heavenly dimension. The heavenly dimension invades that natural dimension. And you can live in that realm all the time if you are a child of God. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have access to that miracle dimension, and you can bring down what you need into the natural realm. Do you need a miracle right now? Enter into the miracle realm. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to pray for you to receive a miracle. Growing in the Supernatural 5, March 12 to 14, you'll find that miracles manifest within these conferences as we worship the Lord together and sit at the feet of seasoned apostolic and prophetic ministers. Join me, March 12 to 14, 2009, Growing in the Supernatural, number 5. You'll want to be there.
We were going to do these meetings in Big Bear Lake, California, and our whole team had been gone. We had been on a ministry cruise ministering. For the whole week, we took several of our people from our office on that cruise. And so when we came back to California, there was a lot of work to be done in the office. So I told them, listen, I will just go to the meetings by myself. Tuesday night, I got up to Big Bear, California. The meetings were going on. I tell you, the weighty presence of God's glory was so strong, so thick. The cloud of glory was in that place that I could not even point my finger on exactly what God was doing, but I just knew that it was so awesome. I began to tremble in my body. It was like earthquakes, tremors going through my whole body. I got into the room. I called Janet. I said, Janet, we need to close the office tomorrow. Everybody needs to come up to Big Bear. You need to bring up, you know, my sister, Tom, Jeanette, bring them all up to Big Bear because God is doing something so powerful. I can't put my finger on it, but God is doing something. That night, I went to sleep, and I had this dream. And in my dream, I saw this white cloud beginning to form. And then from the front of the cloud, an angel came out and began to appear. This angel was absolutely beautiful, had blonde flowing hair. It was a male in appearance, had blonde flowing hair, had like porcelain skin, had these beautiful blue eyes. And he was wearing this, the only thing I can say about the outfit was like it was shimmering or dazzling, just reflecting light tremendously. And he was holding this bowl in his hands that almost looked like a flower planter, like a very large bowl. And he took it and he poured it over like this, began to tip it towards the earth, and oil began to flow out from the bowl. When I saw this, all of a sudden, I woke up from the dream. It was just a dream. Woke up from the dream, and I looked at the clock. It was 2:35 in the morning. Turned the lights on. And here, sitting at the very end of my bed, was two glasses that had been placed on a table at the end of my bed. Now, these glasses were not there when I went to sleep. These glasses The last time I saw these glasses, they were in the bathroom wrapped in plastic. They were at the end of the bed, unwrapped, full of oil, spilling over the top and spilling out all over the table. My Bible was open to Revelation chapter 5. This was a Bible that I'd set over on the entertainment stand, along with five or six of my other Bibles. This Bible had been moved, open on the table, and there was glory dust that was all over Revelation chapter 5. I read it. It speaks about the prayers of the saints going up like an incense and being collected in these golden bowls. And so God began to speak to me about our praise and our worship, because the night before there was such a tremendous, weighty praise and a worship that was going forth. And God showed me that it was going up, being collected in the bowls, but then the bowls were being turned once again and the oil was flowing out. And so I saw this prophetically in the room, and I got very excited about what God was doing and all that I was seeing. And I couldn't go back to sleep. And so I stayed awake and I just began praying into it and reading the word and just asking God for more revelation, more direction. I went to the meeting that morning. I began to minister in the meeting. By that time, Janet and the team were there in Big Bear Lake. I began to minister in the meeting. God began giving me this message about may I bless you, and I began to share this prophetic word. In the middle of the message, the oil sign began to flow, literally began to drip from my hands. It began to bubble up in the very palms of my hands and then began to drip from my fingers. And so I knew that God was doing something, and I had to stop everything. And immediately I told all the people to line up around the walls, and I was going to lay my hands and anoint each one. So I began to go around the room and anoint each one with the supernatural oil that was flowing. It smelled, it had a fragrance to it, and it smelled like cedars, the cedars of Lebanon. And I began to anoint the different ones with this oil that was coming. And I got to this young girl. As she didn't say anything to me, I just put my hands on her head. Instantly, there was a snap in her back. She had, for a long time, had this spine that was all crooked and out of order. When I laid my hands on her head with that supernatural oil that was flowing, instantly her spine came in line, and she was completely healed by the power of God. Miracles like this began happening all over the place, healing miracles, creative miracles. All these things began happening in the room. I went and I anointed all 200 of those people that were there that morning. I figured it was the end of the meeting. God had done his work. The oil stopped flowing at that point. So we're excited about the work of God, the things that he had done. And Brother A.L. Gill, he went to close the meeting, and he somehow just couldn't bring himself to closing it. He kept on trying to close it for lunch, and he just couldn't do it. And Brother Steve Swanson was up there in worship, and all of a sudden, the keyboard began playing by itself. And sounds began coming out of this keyboard that were not in the keyboard. I mean, Steve knows his stuff. Steve knows his keyboards. And he put his hands up in the air and just was in total amazement as heaven had overtaken his keyboard, and these sounds started to come out of the sound system being played by the heavenly realm. And so there was people that were amazed by this, and then there were some people, they were ready for lunch, ready to go. And this continued, I don't know, for about maybe 5-10 minutes, where the keyboards played on their own, and then all of a sudden, the atmosphere of the glory shifted, and the angels of God came down into the meeting and began singing, "Holy, holy, holy." You could hear their voice singing. It was not coming from the sound system. It was coming from all around. You couldn't put your finger on the place that the angels were singing. It was surrounding us completely. The angels of God were singing with this heavenly symphony that was coming out of the keyboard for half an hour. The angels sang. People fell on their face. People were weeping. People were crying. People were slain in the power of God, in the presence of God. It was absolutely tremendous as God came and visited us that morning. As God said, "May I bless you." God is wanting to pour out a blessing on us that is so big, that is so awesome. Many times people say, "Well, I know the kind of blessing that God has," or "I'm praying into the kind of blessing that God will have for me," or "I've already seen it in the Spirit exactly what God's going to give me." I want to say this, that nobody knows the blessing that God has for you. Nobody can contain in their mind the kind of blessing that God is wanting to pour out. It goes beyond everything that we've thought. It goes beyond everything that we've imagined, because the Word of God says this, that He will do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we have ever asked or thought of. The blessing that He has for us is higher than our own mindset. It goes beyond our own thoughts. It goes beyond all that we could ever imagine. God is wanting to pour out a blessing of the heavenly realm in this day. He's wanting to pour out of the supernatural realms of His glory. He's wanting to release of the angelic realm. Some people have a problem with the angels. They say, well, are you worshiping an angel? Or if God's sending these angels, then maybe you'll get into error. Listen, if it's an angel of darkness, if it's an angel from the enemy and begins speaking a word that's contrary to the word of God, you just cast that thing out. The Bible says that we have power over the demonic realm. We just cast out the demons. But when God is wanting to send us a visitation in this day of the angelic realm of the kingdom of heaven, we need to receive that which God is releasing. Matthew says this, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. If God's wanting to send down angelic encounter, if God's wanting to release miracles, if He's wanting to release supernatural wonders, if He's wanting to release these things, the essence of His presence, we need to receive what He's doing in this day, because it is so big, it is so large, and it's beyond that which we can contain.
Well, welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed that clip of Joshua Mills. He's one of my most favorite friends. And he and Janet and their son Lincoln, they live in the miracle dimension. They expect miracles all the time. And guess what? They receive them, because God honors our faith. And that's what I want to talk to you about during this segment. I want to help you live in that miracle dimension, not just when a special moment comes, but all the time. We can live in the miracle realm. Jesus did, didn't He? Jesus always went wherever He went, when there was needs, He operated in that dimension of the miraculous. Now, here is one key for you. First of all, if you want a miracle, then expect a miracle. Expect one. Let your expectation rise up. You know, most of the time what happens during crisis is we say, oh no, what am I going to do? A crisis has taken place. My life's falling apart. Oh, no, no. And then we begin to focus on the problem. We focus on the crisis. Well, you will empower whatever you focus on. So if you're focusing on the crisis, you'll empower the crisis. But if you turn to God and say, God, this is an opportunity for a miracle. I can hardly wait to see how You're going to work this one out. I don't know how You're going to do it, but it's going to be great to have the testimony at the end of it. And He will prepare the way for you, because that is one of the entrance points for living in the miracle realm. The entrance way is to expect the miracles. So are you in a crisis right now? Maybe you're in a financial crisis. Maybe you're in a health crisis, or a relational crisis, or a spiritual crisis. You know, maybe you're in an emotional crisis. Whatever the crisis is, you're just in a perfect, perfect atmosphere for a miracle. And a miracle could be just a moment away. Isn't that amazing? I know that there's been times when I have locked into the Word of God and I've expected a miracle, and then, you know, the miracle doesn't come, and the miracle doesn't come, and it seems like God's not showing up, and then I expect some more and continue in faith, and the miracle doesn't manifest, and then all of a sudden it manifests. I just love those suddenlies. I love it when God suddenly just shows up. Although it doesn't seem that suddenly if you look at all the path that you stood in prayer waiting for that suddenly. But just like that, it can happen. I remember a woman one time, she was getting on in life. She was close to 40, and she really, really wanted to be married. And she was beginning to wonder, oh, maybe I'm not, you know, I've been believing God for my husband, and Mr. Right, you know, hasn't shown up yet, and what am I going to do? And, you know, I'm becoming an old spinster, and I won't even be able to have kids before long because I'm getting so old. And she was looking at the crisis that she had in the natural, everything in the natural. And as she focused on that, she empowered it, and she got very discouraged, and it was very upsetting to her. And I said to her, you know, why don't you just look at the greatness of God and shift your thinking? Instead of crisis thinking, have God thinking. Say, God, I can hardly wait for You to bring me Mr. Right. He could be just around the corner. Now, you need to understand that this woman had been praying for almost 20 years for Mr. Right to show up, and no Mr. Right had manifested. So 20 years. And I said, but you know what? Your suddenly can come. In a moment of time, Mr. right, can show up. And she said, well, I've looked everywhere, and I don't see him in sight at all. And I said, yeah, but the suddenly can come. Just expect a miracle. And so I had some prayer with her. And then later on that night, she was starting to change her confession. And she said, I'm so excited because Mr. Wright can show up just like that. Just in a moment of time, I said, now you've got it. Now you're expecting a miracle. Now you're just primed to live in that miracle dimension. And you know what happened? Within weeks, Mr. Wright manifests. She had known him before, but never in her life thought that she would ever marry him. But, you know, all of a sudden, her heart changed and, you know, everything connected, all the dots lined up. And now they are still married to this very day. They have this most amazing marriage, and it's been over 12 years now. They had a son, and they're just enjoying life to the fullness. They're ministering together. It's just awesome what God has done, but it happened just like that. And what opened the door to that? Expectation. If you want to live in the miracle realm, you have to expect a miracle. If you read the Word of God and find out that He can produce a miracle of healing, then go out expecting miracles of healing. We tell our street teams all the time when they go out to believe for divine appointments, expect them. And don't even come back until you get them. Expect them so much that you know God is going to miraculously connect you with someone. We just had a divine appointment just the other night. It was just awesome. We were down on the streets and we were all expecting, and God showed us some little clues, and we went after those clues. And bingo, there they were, our divine appointment. And we got to lead them to the Lord and minister healing. And a miracle took place, the miracle of salvation and a miracle of healing. But what opened the door to that? It was expectation. The second thing that you need to understand is it's not just expecting it, but it's believing. And in Mark 11, verse 24, Jesus says this, therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them. So if you're going to receive miracles, you have to, by faith, receive the miracle even before it manifests. So he said, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted you. In other words, they'll be made manifest. So expect a miracle, and then receive by faith. Thank you, Lord, I've got my miracle. I don't know when it's going to manifest or how it's going to manifest, but I know I have it. Do you need a miracle right now? Why don't you receive one? I'm going to pray for you. Just close your eyes right now. Lock into Jesus. And Father, I pray for my friends. In your name, Jesus, I pray for that a miracle is going to intervene for them. Whatever their crisis is, whatever their need, whatever their situation, I loose upon them the miracle dimension. I loose upon them the miracle realm. And Lord, I feel expectation rising up, and I feel faith rising up. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that the miracle realm is being opened up over them, and that they're stepping into that realm. And I pray, Lord God, that they will live in that realm all the days of their life. Now, start praising him. Start praising him. Find that praise on the inside of you and say, thank you, Lord. No matter what I'm facing right now, I know that there's a miracle waiting for me. I know that there's a great testimony. I praise you now for that testimony. I thank you, Lord, for that testimony. Can you do that? Praise him, and I'll be right back. Growing in the Supernatural 5, March 12 to 14, you'll find that miracles manifest within these conferences as we worship the Lord together and sit at the feet of seasoned apostolic and prophetic ministers. Join me, March 12 to 14, 2009, Growing in the Supernatural, number 5. You'll want to be there. Hi, on Destiny Words today, I just want to work some miracles. That's what it talks about in 1 Corinthians 12. It talks about a gift of the Holy Spirit called the working of miracles. And so how do we work things in the kingdom of God? Well, we work our faith. It says in the Word that if we have faith but not works, then our faith is dead. So in order to release a miracle, we launch our faith. So what I've been doing is asking God for some words of knowledge so he'll show me exactly what to pray for. And I believe that everything I pray for today is going to release a miracle. So what I want you to do is write to info@xpmedia.com and let me know that your miracle has taken place. The very first one is about transportation. There's someone watching this program that you're going to step into miracles of transports, and it's going to look like this. You'll have maybe an empty tank, and all of a sudden you'll watch it fill up. You'll have tires that need to be retreaded, and all of a sudden new tires appear on your car. You'll need an airfare, and all of a sudden it'll land up in your hand. It's just going to be an amazing, it's got everything to do with transports. So that's one miracle, and I just loose it to you right now in the name of Jesus. You're going to have so much fun with this, and that word is going to be quickened back to you when it comes to pass. And then I have another one. This miracle is about a miracle of provision. And I see in my spirit, I see a single mom. You've had a really hard time. In fact, you just lost your home to a foreclosure. And it's been a really difficult time emotionally for you. And you've been going, looking back over your life, thinking, wow, things are hard here and hard here and hard here. But the Lord says that He's opening up a new gateway for you. And it's a gateway into the miraculous. You don't have to live in the past or its failures anymore. You can close the door on that right now. And the rest of your life can be lived in the zone of the miraculous. And I just see you stepping out of the past by faith into your new future, stepping into the miracle realm. Whatever you need right now, just start praising Him for the miracle to be made manifest. And just lock in and just don't accept any more disasters. No more disasters. Just put the line in the sand right now and say, I'm not going to accept this destruction in my life anymore. That's it. Only blessing. Only blessing. I'm putting a blessing line around my house. And start getting a journal of your miracles and say, I need this miracle and this miracle and this miracle, and then expect that miracle and receive it by faith. And you're going to have a book full of testimonies of the glory of God, because you are entering in to the miracle realm. There's someone that I'm seeing right now. You are actually baking in your kitchen, and you burned your arm. You're lifting something out of the oven, and your arm burned right along here. Right now, there's a miracle of healing. Whoa, right now, I feel it. I know that miracle has been released. I can sense it in my spirit. It's being released right now. There it is, right there. Glory to God. In fact, you're getting new skin on there. I've seen this many times. The pain's leaving, and new skin is going to come, and there's not going to be even a scar left, and you're going to be able to give glory to the Lord.
Attend the next Growing in the Supernatural Conference hosted by Patricia King. Experience the miraculous in Phoenix, Arizona. Register today. Space is limited. xpmedia.com.
Well, thanks so much for joining me on today's program. I just had a great time just talking about miracles. And I'm expecting that you're going to have a lot of them. You know why? It's because He loves you with an everlasting love. He really does, and so do we. You have a good week, okay? See you next time.